Well, they were good on the weekend against the Brisbane Bullets. They paid them twice and they came away with victories and cemented themselves a position in the finals this year. And joining us on the line is Andrew Gaze, their coach. Good morning, Gazy.
Good morning.
What did you take out of that game or the games over the weekend and what impressed you most?
Well, there's a few things, but I think one of the more significant ones was just the resilience. We'd come off a pretty disappointing loss to Perth at home. In fact, we've had a couple of disappointing losses in recent times at home, and you just wonder about the team's psyche. And we're going into last weekend with an understanding that you drop those two, then you start to put yourself in real doubt of even figuring in the playoffs. But the way in which we were able to get a great road win in Brisbane, and then, of course, at home against Brisbane, then I think it showed a great sign of where the guys' heads are at. But also, probably more specifically, as far as the way we play, throughout the course of the season, defensively, we've been really, really good, but perhaps have just fallen off a little bit in that area of the game. And then against Brisbane last weekend, I think we cranked it up to a level where you feel a little bit more confident about going into the finals. So it's still a lot of basketball to be played. We've still got, like you mentioned, a couple of tough games this weekend and then got to finish off with another tricky one at home against Cairns before we can really start to focus in on the playoffs and who we might be playing in the playoffs.
Yeah, at your best, you can certainly win the title, but it's just about getting the consistency in that defensive pressure and stopping the opposition. But how do you get your consistency in your game?
Yeah, it's one where some of it has got to do with strategically what we try to do. And that's where the coaches and led by myself, we've got to take a fair bit of responsibility for that because sometimes you go in there with a game plan that looks good on paper, looks good when you're in practice, but the practical application of it, sometimes it comes up a little short. So certainly the way in which we provide the information to the players is a big part of that. And then, of course, it comes down to the individual desires and determinations of the players. And by and large, throughout the course of the season, that can't be questioned. The guys have been really committed to the task at hand, and we played some really good defense. So it's no one particular thing, but we feel that as the season rolls on, we get to play each team four times, and you start to learn about the individuals a little bit more and strategically what they're trying to do offensively. And once you get that type of detailed information, then it's a little easier for the coaches to get an understanding of what might be the best way to go about it.
I know it's one game at a time, but if you win both this weekend, you're on top of the table.
Yeah, that'd be huge, and that's our goal. We just don't want to make the playoffs. We want to put ourselves in the best position to win a championship, and history shows you've got to be in that one of those top two spots to give yourself the best chance. It also shows that you don't necessarily have to finish first or second, but it certainly does help. And if we were able to get that home court advantage, it's about a lot of confidence. And we've got the ultimate test this week on Friday. Tomorrow we take on Melbourne at home, and we unfortunately throughout the course of this season we played them three times and come up three times. So that'd be a good one just for psychologically, and then we go on the road to Perth where they're playing some fantastic basketball. We've been good enough to beat them twice this season already in a fairly dramatic win we had when we played in Perth last time. So those two teams are the other two that have locked playoff position. So it'll give us a good indication on what we need to do to continue to get better and hopefully we can get some wins and, as you say, put ourselves in a position to finish first.
Yeah, I always wondered with basketball, Gazy, say with the Melbourne United and taking on the Wildcats, you know, Friday and a Sunday, if they're two completely different styles of teams, how easy or how hard it is to switch after one game into a different sort of system for the next game?
Yeah, it can be difficult because, like you say, some of the styles of play that each team has, it can be vastly different. And on top of that, you throw in all the travel that you got to do. And for us, this is our third week in a row where we've had doubles. So we've had a really, really busy schedule. So we've tried to lighten off our our load in regards to our practice. Really, what you do when you prepare is you just focus in on the next game. So we actually, throughout the course of this week, have not even mentioned Perth.
Right.
Yep. All the details have been just gone into, we put all our preparation into the Melbourne game as far as the specific strategies and the plays they're going to run and how in which we want to defend them. And we really only just can go to the tape on the Saturday and talk about then how we're going to prepare for Perth. So it does make it difficult, but you know, every team has to do it, and I guess we've got a veteran group, and so that really helps a lot as well.
Yeah. Speaking of a veteran group, and there's a few facets to this question, I guess, but Andrew Bogut, when he gets into foul trouble, the Kings seem to struggle, and that's justifiable because he's such a good player. So how do you stop him getting into foul trouble? Is he getting a fair run from the refs? Because you want him to play hard, quite clearly.
Yeah. No, I don't think we can point the finger at the refs. I think at this level, which is a really, really high level, the NBL is the standard is extraordinarily high, possibly the highest I've ever seen it.
Okay.
And that goes back to the days when I was even playing. And as such, the intensity levels of the players needs to be really high in order to compete. And when you're putting a major emphasis on what you're doing on the defensive end, even through all the best endeavours, sometimes when you're playing like that, you commit some fouls. And I think it's just about trying to make sure that you just can manage that level of intensity, manage your desires on the defensive end. And for a guy who's a renowned shot blocker, you're going to be exposed to some situations where you put yourself in harm's way in regards to fouls. But
yeah,
you've got to take the good with the bad. You don't want someone like Bogues or any of our guys to take the foot off the pedal to try and avoid fouls. You just got to concentrate on your fundamentals, apply yourself in a fundamentally sound way, and that's probably the best way to avoid fouls.
Yeah. Obviously, you know, Andrew Bogut gets a lot of attention on and off the court, but guys like Jerome Randall and Kevin Leash have been fantastic as well, and they've been nominated as in the list of 20 MVPs this season. So you must be happy with the way they're going as well.
Yeah, really, really good. And they get lauded for what they do on the offensive end, which has been superb. And none better than was last Sunday against Brisbane. Well, I think they both, I think Jerome had 26 and Kevin might have had 23, which is a little unusual in our league this year. But what they do and have been doing on the defensive end is probably even more spectacular. The work that they're putting in, the level of commitment they're making to shut down the opposition guards. And it's not just shutting down the opposition guards in regards to those guys individually, what they score, but it's the ball pressure that you put on the guards that becomes very disruptive and really helps out for the rest of the guys in regards to their team sets and what they do. So they've been exceptional, and it's going to take that and more as we continue on, and they'll be tested this weekend. Melbourne United, Casper Ware, one of the elite guards, and Bryce Cotton, the current league MVP. There's going to be a lot of ask of both those guys this weekend.
No doubt about it, mate. We can only wish you the best, and by Monday morning, hopefully, you're going to be leading the competition again, the Sydney Kings.
That'd be fantastic, wouldn't it? Appreciate it. Appreciate the support.
You're a good man. Andrew Gay is giving us a good insight there into the Sydney Kings. And just on those big matches coming up, the Kings are the outsiders against Melbourne. Melbourne are their bogey team.
Yeah.
Loz, $2.05, the Sydney Kings at home against $1.77. You think home's an advantage, but I'm not so sure with the Sydney Kings.
No.
I think they play better away from home. Then they've got to go to Perth, which is a big game. The Perth Wildcats over there at the end of a long weekend on Sunday at 5:20. Our time, Sunday 5:20 our time, $1.62 Perth, the Sydney Kings $2.30. Yeah, so they're outside. They're third on the comp and they're outsiders for both the games.
Yeah, no, and both those teams that they're coming up against have won championships over the last couple of years. But it's an interesting insight, isn't it, when you've got a road double and, you know, you're playing on a Friday, you're playing on a Sunday, but all your focus for 6-7 days leading into the first game, and then the amount of homework you do on the opposition for the second game is basically 24 hours.
One game at a time.
I know, but if you know what I mean.
No, like, no. So you're, 5 days prep for one.
5 days prep for one and one day prep for another. So you'd think the odds of winning would be in favour of that first game.
Yes.